Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
New forecasting system being developed to control beet armyworm. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is developing a forecasting system to bolster measures to control the beet armyworm. Deputy Research Director in the Ministry, Michelle Sherwood, says the system being developed with support from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations, is one of several approaches to managing future outbreaks.
We are improving it with the help of the Met Office to update the data. What we've been trying to input into it is the data for the last 30 years, right across the island.
The pest forecasting system will help to tell when the beet armyworm will be present at the various stages in the field using data on temperature that is collected from the Meteorological Office.
We're able to see, based on the temperature that has occurred in the past at this particular time, and based on what we expect to happen, this is the stage we might expect to see eggs, we might expect to see larvae. And this is very useful in being able to implement what we call precise management.
Mrs. Sherwood says the early warning system will better enable the ministry, through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to prepare farmers to combat the onset of the worm. Another strategy is mass trapping, a system originally developed for mosquitoes, which utilizes UV light to attract, snare, and kill insects. RADA is also in the process of concluding a pilot for another strategy called mating disruption. This involves using the secreted chemical that attracts the male insect to the female, called pheromones, across the target area to prevent male insects finding females and mating. RADA officers have also been reassigned to areas affected by the beet armyworm to increase the level of interaction with farmers and get more information on the extent of the infestation. These areas include New Forest in Manchester and areas in St. Elizabeth. Did you know that flowers should not be planted at or removed from all public gardens managed by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries? Fruits should also not be reaped without permission. That tip was brought to you by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. O God bless, no man curse. Translation: He whom God blesses, no man can curse. Do you know what this means? Find out when you return.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if God has blessed you, no one can hurt you. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.